You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, there's another really amazing show from Pop TV. It is a sketch show. It's called Hot Date, and it's really funny about modern day relationships and dating. This real life couple, Emily Axford and Brian Murphy, they are the stars of it. They really are a couple. They're very, very talented. They're married and they play all kinds of different characters. It's like, you know, they act out all the characters you've ever seen on Tinder, you know what I mean? And then put it into this really funny sketch show. The guest stars include Will Arnett, Kevin Pollak, Ben Schwartz, Mina Savari. So it's really good. You're going to love it. They bring a funny portrayal to countless absurd but relatable characters as they navigate adulting in a post-Tinder world. Get ready because you are going on a hot date, baby. Hot Date is on Pop TV Wednesdays at 8 and 11, and it's premiering November 8th. Definitely, definitely watch Pop TV November 8th, Wednesdays at 8 and 11 for Hot Date.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Test. Try your mic.
Testing.
I can't start off a podcast with
you. Well, you already put me in a bad mood.
I didn't put you in a bad mood. You put yourself in a bad mood. We're having a discussion. You fly off the handle.
I did not fly off the handle. I said, can I please? I'm begging you.
You didn't say you were begging me. You earlier said, can I do whatever? I'm just saying, I'm as calm as ever can be. You bring it
no,
to
no, you don't. That's not true.
Did I yell or say anything? Have I been calm? Did I tell you the reason
yes,
why?
Yes, you got very angry and I said, please, I'm begging you. I can't do it right now. I've got too many things.
Maybe we'll do one now and one later.
Stop. Rich.
Anyhow,
welcome. Then you may do them. That's the thing. What we're arguing about is the reads. I haven't looked them over. I don't want to do them live. I said, can I please do them after? Rich is saying, no, do them now. He's getting very angry about it. I said, you can do them if you want to do them. No, he doesn't want to do them, but he wants me to do them live for reasons that I don't know why. I have to be done this podcast in 1 hour. Because I have other things that I have to do.
Well, we don't usually do that. We don't.
And I said, you know, set up the podcast for 3. Set up the podcast for 3. And then you just kept saying, well, I got to, you know what?
Take a poo. But it's 3:15.
Yeah.
Big deal. What time's your CrossFit? 4:30?
Stop saying CrossFit. You're always fucking talking about it. You brought it up on stage. Enough. I don't talk about it.
What do you mean? Everybody does CrossFit in this country.
Shut up. This is the thing. People ask you. I just moments ago, I'm begging you, can I please do it later? You just, I should do it now.
I didn't yell that. I didn't say that. But do it later. Do it whatever.
Now you're saying do it later.
No.
Do it whenever. That was not your thing before. And then I said, please don't bring up CrossFit.
When
and you just
say,
keep doing
don't bring it.
It
up. You never said
I
don't
just
bring.
Said it this minute. I said, please stop bringing it up. And you go, why? Instead of saying, oh, okay. Why? Everyone does it. Like you always, it's just always an argument.
No, it's a question. I'm asking you why.
Because I don't like talking about it.
You talk about it with everybody.
I do not. I talk about it with people who are in it.
Well, there's people that are listening
so
that are in it.
No, I listen.
We talk about comedy. People that listen to our podcast don't do comedy. We're sharing our lives. That's part of your life. I talk about golf. Probably none of them or a few of them play golf. These are things that people are interested in. Because they don't do them.
Yeah, because this is why. And why? You don't get it. Because people see me and they're like, she's a fat pig.
Where has anybody ever said you're fat? You're not
Somebody
even close.
Somebody did tweet me that. You're like, not, I thought you were doing CrossFit. Like,
oh, really? No one said you're fat.
Whatever.
You're
I don't look like I do CrossFit.
Yes, you do. And you're because you have a distorted body image, which is a sign of eating disorders, because you're so skinny. Like, maybe you're sick. Maybe that's it.
This is the kindest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
That I might have an eating disorder. Yeah. Thank you. It's what I've been dying to hear my whole fucking life.
Yeah, well, you're not fat. I wouldn't be with you if you were fat.
I'm just trying to stay in shape.
I don't hang out with fat.
I just want to be able to eat a lot.
Fatties. Well, you do eat a lot. And
yeah,
you
see? There you go.
But you're not fat. You work it off. You go to the gym in the morning, and I can't say where you go in the afternoon because I can't bring that up. Two workouts.
See, you're making
a
day. Me sound like I'm a crazy person.
Well, you are. You don't think you are. You don't think you fly off the handle. You don't think you exaggerate.
No.
Really?
No, I think honestly, like I'm starting to see, like it's just like, okay, when I started doing stand up, people would say, like, is there sexism? I'd be like, no. It's ridiculous.
Oh, here.
And
we
now
go.
I see sexism. It's just like in my marriage. Do you have an abusive husband? No. But now I'm like,
oh, how?
I
oh,
think
really?
I do.
Oh, really?
I think I have an emotionally abusive husband.
I think I have an emotionally abusive wife.
What?
Yes.
What?
Are you kidding me? The meanest.
Oh,
things?
I'm sorry if like rubbing my hand through your hair 17 times a day is emotionally abusive.
Oh, really? That's what you think you do? First?
Yes, I'm always like no. Rubbing your back. Are you okay? Yeah. How's your day?
Yeah, that's
everything
after,
right?
after
Can
10 times.
Get you something?
That's after 10 times of beating me down and emotionally abusing me.
Really?
I think I'm more abused than you are any day. And you could ask anybody and vote.
Ask anybody?
Yeah. Not your friends that you lie to. I don't even bring it up because I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to bring
about
it up to
my... like being emotionally abused?
Yes, by my wife. I'm not going to bring it up to my friends. They don't
okay,
understand
give one
that.
Example of where I emotionally abuse you. I know what you're going to say. Okay, I'll try to...
What? I'm not going to say anything. You do it all the time. You make fun of how I talk.
You
call me stupid.
Funny.
Oh, really?
And you say dumb things, so I can't help it. That's my personality.
You make fun of my lisp? You make fun of
my lisp?
Yes, you do. You talk
I make you sound funny, but it's not because of your lisp.
You talk like you're a listener making fun of me. You
listener?
Make fun of,
nobody knows what you're talking about.
You make fun of my
to
Twitter?
To him, any fan, Rich, see,
no,
in real life, in other people's worlds, a fan is a good thing. In Rich's world, a fan is a horrible person on Twitter that listens to the show and listens to him and then makes fun of him.
There's your emotional abuse
but
and you're lying.
You just
no.
said a listener.
No,
you always
no.
like, what are you, a fan? Like, it's
no.
so
no, there's,
it's so pejorative. That's what he... He's no, now he's going to say, don't use that word pejorative, because in fucking 80 years of being
you
on this planet,
are so,
he's never learned the word.
No, because this is what an ass she is. I like a good fan base. And I like people that enjoy my humor, get me, get you, get this podcast. I don't like, which I've said a million times, are people that have nothing but negative things to say, even if they're trying to be funny, because they're not. So don't try to be, okay? If you are funny, then I go, that was funny.
Oh, I hate that argument.
I don't care if you hate that argument. It's not your argument. It's how I feel.
No,
it's not an argument.
It's a bigger argument in terms of like when people say like they get offended by something.
I didn't say I was offended. I said I don't like people that aren't funny. I didn't say I was offended by it.
I didn't say that you were. I'm extrapolating from what you said.
You think you're such a professor. You fucking think you're a
professor. Oh, my God. Darling, speak with somebody intelligent one day.
Yeah.
You'll realize, like, I'm like.
Oh, you've never used that word in a conversation anywhere. Anywhere. I've seen you have a million conversations and you never said
extrapolate.
You never said extrapolate. Even when you talk
I've
to Gary.
I've never said extrapolate.
Even when you talk
That's
to
true.
Gary Goldman, who's very smart, you've never said extrapolate.
I'm sure I have.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. So let's. What I'm saying is the fans.
But you're saying if they're funny, which I always felt that was a bad argument because comedy is so subjective.
Funny to me. If they're not funny to me.
Right. In this case, they're adding you. So then.
If they're sending something to me and they think they're being funny and they're not.
And then you get your full. say on if it's funny or not.
To me, they're the ones who are writing to me. They're writing to Rich Voss on Twitter.
I agree with you.
So, yes, if they're funny. But I 9 out of 10 fans, of course I like. They come to shows. They buy merchandise. They
9 out of 10? You think it's that high?
Yeah. Well, yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Then why do you use fan as a negative term?
I don't use fan as
you
a
say
negative.
Or listener.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Why is that a negative term then?
It's not a negative
term.
It's
somebody who's listening to your show.
A negative listener. A negative listener.
You go, what are you, a listener?
Yeah, but they get what I'm saying. They get what I'm saying.
Who's they? The
good listeners. The good ones. Not the bad ones. Not the fucking basement dwellers that... But you know what?
What if there's some good ones that live in a basement?
Yeah, well, if we bought that
basement
house,
dweller, you use basement dweller as a pejorative term, and yet you wanted one.
I would have rented one out, but I wouldn't rent one out to somebody that listens to podcasts every day. I would have rented it to a normal person. I'd rent out a basement. People do it all the time. They rent out their attics. They build an addition on their house. They have an extra room. They take in roommates.
What are you doing?
What?
You really think you're going to convince me after all this time?
I'm not sure. There's no reason. There's no room to rent it.
Then stop talking. Then why are you giving a dissertation on it?
I'm going to... You keep fucking thinking...
I'm not. Coming out, I couldn't think of another word. Why are you giving a speech about it?
Yeah, there. Because you brought it up. You brought it up, and I'm... Anyhow, I just got back from the...
How am I abusive? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, you're so much abusive.
So much abusive?
Yeah, so many times, so much. Where do I start?
But what? Because it's like...
How you yell at me more than I yell at you.
I never yell at you.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so you think that when I say, hey, sweetheart, can you take the garbage out? That's me yelling at you.
Say you
today you said, can I do something for you?
I said, can I help you out?
And I said, yeah, you can take the garbage out.
Yeah, but when I was leaving, I would have taken it out.
Well, see, I don't realize, like when someone says, hey, can I help you out? Then you think they're going to do it then. I'm like, can I help you out in a couple of hours?
No.
Here, put a list together and I'll get it done within the next 24.
No, let me tell you something. You're not my boss. I said, can I help you out?
I didn't say I was your boss.
Yes, because I'm not on a time schedule. She said, can I help you out? I said that to her. She said, yeah, take the garbage out. So guess what? When I walk outside to either get my daughter from the bus stop or maybe go to the gym for my only time today, because I only go once a day.
I don't go two or three times a day.
Oh,
I'm sorry. All right, because I had you doing so many chores, that one garbage thing. No, it was because you went golfing for 4 hours.
No, 3 hours. 3 hours.
Half an hour to get there, half an hour to get home.
It's not a half an hour to get there. It's 15 minutes away.
Oh.
Yeah, I went golfing.
3.5 hours.
I went golfing while you were sleeping.
You went golfing for 3.5 hours.
I went golfing while you were sleeping.
No, it's totally fine.
You were sleeping.
I'm not saying that, but you're acting like
what?
You just, Mr. Rich Voss is,
what?
Your schedule.
Today?
I only go once a day because I got my dad my golfing duties.
No. I this morning paid bills. I did some internet work, some booking, some flights. I got up super early so I can get my work done. Okay, I got up at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
No.
8:15. 8:15. It was 8:15. I'm telling you, I got up at 8:15.
I was up since like 7:40. So I know when you got up.
I was up at 8:15. My alarm went off at 8:15. That's what I set it for. And then I went, and woke Raina up, got her clothing out, got her lunch ready, did all my work that I had to do for today, wrote my bills out, booked some stuff online, and I said, you know what? Bonnie's going back to bed. Let me go play golf while she's asleep. I'll get home. She'll wake up and then we'll do what we have to do. You know, our chores together, what we do, you know, and the podcast.
Our chores together.
Yeah, you got yours. I got mine. You got what you have to do.
Why would they be together then? Just do our chores. Why together?
Because we're
at chores together.
We're at the house together. All right.
Oh, this is one of the chores.
No, this is.
I agree with that.
What, this podcast?
Yes.
No, this is entertainment.
Talking
this is
you.
Fun. This is, we look forward. Bonnie says she hates it, but she always like, when are we doing the podcast?
I'm never
when
like,
are we
when,
doing?
I'm always trying to schedule it.
No,
like.
Don't act. She goes, when are we doing it? hey, I got some ideas. I got this and that.
Oh my God. It's not what? True.
It is.
Why are you lying?
She tells every all her friends when they come into town from LA how good the podcast is going.
My neighbor told me at Halloween I was warming up in her house and she was like, I love listening to your podcast. I was like, oh God.
How do even neighbors know about podcasts? How do people?
I know. Look, 6 years ago when we started.
We didn't start 6 years.
Probably, yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not six. Five or four.
I'd like to see the numbers on it. I think it's six.
No, I'm 100% sure it's not six.
Okay.
Because we'd have more listeners than this, I would imagine.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't want to fight. You want
to
be right on it? Be right on it. What do I
do? I'm not right.
Shit?
I'm just saying it's not six. I'm not saying it's...
All right. You have no proof or anything.
Yeah, I
it's
do.
Just, okay. So, all right.
I looked at
right.
numbers before.
You did?
Can I call Rob and ask if you could do the read separately? Can I ask him right now?
Yeah, he's not going to answer.
He might.
He never answers.
All right, let's see.
He never one I'll, time has ever answered your call.
I'll talk about a cruise. I did a cruise.
Oh, you got to talk about your...
My what?
Homosocial cruise.
Why would you see abusive?
What?
You know, there's so many things you're not allowed to say anymore.
What's abusive? Homosocial?
Calling you're saying that to me.
Yeah, I'm saying you like hanging out with guys. That's homosocial. That's when you hang out with guys.
Is it?
When you only want to hang out with your own group. I suppose it works with women too. Homosocial. If women like hanging out with other women, they're homosocial. Ron Bennington told me that term, and I fucking love it. It describes so much.
He never answers the fucking phone.
I'm heterosocial. I hang out with dudes.
I'll text him and ask him. I'm going to text him and ask him.
That's not really true.
So, because I'm texting.
This
talk.
Is a riveting part of
talk.
It. This is. Why don't we have more listeners? Oh, maybe it's because you do your fucking business on the while.
Well,
we're...
because the last minute you sprung, you didn't want to do the two ads, so I got to ask them if we're allowed to.
Well, I think we are because we've, you know, whatever. See, we're talking about this. If in my world, if this actually goes correctly, then they've already heard the read.
What do you mean?
By this point in the podcast, they've already heard the read.
Not if he says no to this and you got to do
well,
it.
Well, I just said in my perfect world. They know. They already know. They know how it ends. We don't. They already know. Do you see what I'm saying? If they haven't heard the read yet, they know I've got to do it. If they've already heard the read, they know that Rob said okay.
One thing. We got a new living room set, and I am so impressed. I bought a cover for the couch, and it really looks good, and it's going to make the sofa last a lot longer because our dog lays on it. And tell, can you even really tell there's a cover on that? Tell the truth.
Yes.
tell the truth.
Does
it look bad to you?
Oh, you don't even have to hold a knife to my neck. I see that there's a cover on it.
Does it look bad? Doesn't it look okay?
It looks fantastic.
To make the sofa last?
You know what? I said to myself, fight your white trash roots. I've always said that to myself. Since I've been 19 years old, I said, you know what you got to do? You got to break out of this white trashness. And then it's like the fucking... Mr. Death with the sickle. It's just, it won't, it's not up to you to let go of it. It lets go of you. So no matter how much I run, I turn around, there's a fucking cover on my sofa, you know?
That's not white trash.
And so now you know what? I'm going to embrace it when people come in and say, what style is this? I'm going to say, it's white trash.
Yeah. Well, when people.
It's white trash chic.
If people
white
were coming
trash out, chic, everybody, and
listen,
that's what we're doing.
I'm getting a cover for the chair too, which I return. But let me explain something to you. If people are coming over, then you take them off. But why they're not here?
Well, that's way up there in the white trash.
No, you are.
People are coming. Get the plastic off the sofa.
It's not plastic.
We got people coming over.
It's not plastic. That's material. That's
no,
not
right. No, yes, I'm just. I was exaggerating.
It's not plastic, because then people
which is
go.
It's another white trash quality. No, some I learned
no,
in the.
No, people. What plastic on furniture is gross.
Of my white trash father.
People, I'm going to take pictures of it and put it behind the wall, and people will
oh,
go.
Oh, people, you better get on that behind the wall shit. You want to see a couch cover? And you think you can just see a couch cover in your head? You don't know what it is.
I'm getting the chair cover to go.
Get behind that wall, buddy. You're going to see some white trashness like you never saw before.
And we're putting the latest Would You Bang Them behind the wall.
Good. White trash chic, man. That's
not white trash. That show was amazing the other night.
That was a good show.
I see Bonnie's true colors, though, when it comes to entertainment. I'm not going to get into an argument over it.
No, go ahead and say I've already apologized.
But
I've fallen on my sword a few times about it.
You didn't fall on your dumb sword. You were sitting trying to hold court at the cellar the other night. We're all sitting there. You got like all your
comic, what do you want me to do?
You got all your comic girls around
you. What
do you
want me to do?
Come hang out with us. You just sat down and you Bonnie's holding court. She had some of her comic friends there, and I saw you going like this, raising your hand, and they would all stare at you.
You did laugh more than if I was at the other table. I will say that. I did notice that. I was like, are they laughing? Like, do they really think I'm this funny? And then, you know what I said? It doesn't matter. It feels good.
Yeah.
Feels fucking good.
Did it feel good on stage, too?
Felt good up there, too. I needed it.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you kind of took over and kind of swept me under the bus on that? Do you think a little?
I was a bad, bad girl. Yeah, I you said take control of it.
No, I said take the lead.
Take the lead, which a lot of times I do, and then it's good. But it was working out better than I had expected. So I just kept running with it. And I had prepared a lot of material.
So did I.
Specifically for the thing. Well, I didn't know that because you said I showed you what I had prepared. I sent you a picture of it, a screenshot. And you said, okay, take the lead.
I said take the lead. But have I ever showed you? How many have we done? Five? Five.
Yeah, so I'm just saying I didn't know. I didn't know if I was going to hand it over to a guy who I told you before I got nothing. And then I would have to like run it back. I just thought, oh, they're laughing and they like it. And it is a very sexist show in terms of women being sexist. So that's why I think part of it was working so well. And I do apologize if you felt shitty about it.
Here's the thing, Bonnie.
Can I just finish one more thing? Because I do feel like I've been in that situation many times where men have run roughshod over
me. Not me. I never do that to you. I don't do that to you.
Not on purpose, which I don't think I was doing it on purpose either.
But here's the thing. If you're getting laughs, great. If you're getting laughs, that's fine. Go with the flow. But then when I'm getting ready to say something, you go, shut up, who are you? Or
No. I said, excuse me, sir. I'll take it from here. Yeah, once. And another time I said, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah. So you're cutting me
off. I
know
this is called being on a roll. That was more funny. Yeah, I mean, that was really getting the big laugh.
You were treating me like I was an audience member instead of a co-host.
No, you're right. I wasn't very nice about it. And I do apologize because I got wrapped up in like it felt.
But there was so much
so
industry
good.
There. How does that make me come off looking to the industry? Think about
it. In my mind, I actually thought, oh, this is good because this is like the tone of the show.
The industry won't get that. They'll go, oh, he's not funny.
No. Listen, you've already made your bones with the industry and the world and everything. You never have to walk on stage again and go, I hope people think I'm funny. That's already been established. So you don't have to ever worry about that again. If you are worried about it, that's weird.
Do you know what happened? You're a legend.
Are you a legend?
Yes.
Are you a legend?
Yes.
Okay. Then all you do is, you know, sometimes just to stand there and let your wife shine is a... People have more goodwill for you at that point. What a great guy. You know, those female executives are probably like, I wish my husband was more like that. You probably shone in a way that you don't even know.
You're,
you know what I mean? Like you
are the best. You're, how are you not a politician? How are you not running for councilwoman?
When you did the joke about that you roofied me and did whatever you want, basically.
I didn't say I roofied
you. You said you waited till I fell asleep and then you did whatever you wanted. timing wise, not a great choice.
Yeah, but then it got a big laugh when I said I stole $40 out of your pocketbook. That gets a laugh. I didn't say I raped you.
No, but you should. You know what would make that joke better? And I just realized it just now, is if you said, I wait till she falls asleep, let them think you're going to be something. And then I do what I need to do, which is take $40 out of her purse. That's the bad thing you're doing when I fall asleep. Not
jerking off on your back.
Yeah. Which I think right now is what that was the consensus.
I'm going to get back to this. What did I want to say about? Oh, I'll tell you about the industry. First of all, I'll get to the boat, but the last show I did on the cruise, we did the Impractical Joker cruise. Four of the nicest guys you ever. These guys are truly.
Can you name them all?
No. Okay. Sal and Murr and the other two.
Murr?
Yeah, Murr.
M-I-R?
Yeah, I think so.
That's dumb.
The nicest guys. But I only
really
know.
Well, a name like that, what are you going to be?
Well, I only know Sal and Murr, one other guy. I don't know his name. But they're great with their fans. They're so funny.
The guy, which one was the funniest?
Well, Sal's probably.
Sal and Murr, because they're the only names you could really say. Are there three of them or four of them?
Four of them.
But you don't know, you know two, you don't know the other two.
Well, I really only know Sal, because, you know.
Would you have to say it like that? Sal.
See how you're fucking abusive? I'm trying to tell a story and you're just mocking me through the story.
I thought that was us being fun, like,
no.
To me that's like flirty.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, oh, that's maybe, how I flirt
maybe
in real
life. Maybe the lady listeners will love me. Oh, I wish I had a husband like that.
Look at, he laughs when she pokes fun at him and he doesn't take himself too seriously. Oh. What a great guy.
So,
I mean, I think even some of the men probably are like, you know what? I could learn a thing or two from Rich Voss.
Fucking, if I didn't. If
letting his wife shine like that.
If this wasn't my Jesus cup, I'd smash it over your head. And
see,
I'm not even doing.
That's the kind of thing I'm not going to win you over.
What?
That's from a bygone era. Do you see? We're in a new world now.
Enough with this world, which I'm going to get to in a second.
Well, you could say enough with this world, but it is marching ahead whether you like it or not.
No, look, enough. Enough with that guy and his sweatsuit that he walks out with. Like, what's he going to do in a sweatsuit, that old man? So
I heard him say the exact same thing about you.
So
look at him in his fucking Adidas, head to toe Adidas.
So I did five shows on the boat. Anyhow, I'll talk about the cruise in a second. What?
You should do a sketch with you and your fucking comedy friends, like what, an aging boy band. You guys still all wear the sweatsuits.
Okay, so the cruise. So anyhow, I did four. We did four shows, five comics on each show, 15-minute sets. You know, one a day, and then Bert did two headline shows on his own, and I did one headline show on my own, which was in a weird part of the boat. It was like there was a bar, a stage, and it was like a big hallway, but then they put seats down. It filled up like that. People standing on the stairs, but there was a restaurant open to the public. You know, right? It's a boat. There's a restaurant.
So they had to walk through this?
No. But they could hear, you know, up in the restaurant. I go, you know, these people are having dinner. I'm sitting up here fucking doing comedy. You know, people
dirty?
Walking.
Dirty? Did you have to be clean?
No, you can do whatever you want. But and there was people walking by on each side. But in the middle, so anyhow, I go, my dream. Well, anyhow, the show went well. So I got to headline. I did a 45-minute set. Then everybody else, we all did 15-minute sets on our shows that were five comics on the show. And we switched up the order a lot. By the last night, we were burnt out. You know, I'm doing like a bunch of different types of shows. You know, I'm switching up material.
Because it's the same audience?
No, but in case there is some of the same people
there's definitely possibility.
There is definitely some of the same people that come to see. You know, some want to see Sam again. Some want to see me again. Some want to see my five people. My five people were Sam Morril, Mike Vecchione, Ari Shaffir, Yamanika, and me. That was our five.
Great.
Every 4 days. So the first day,
Well, you didn't do shows every night?
Yeah, every night we did shows. And some of them did other shows other places.
Like, how big was this ship?
Like, I think 2,500 people. But when our ship pulled up, I was on the Norwegian Pearl. And it was an older ship because, you know, some, I'm sure they have...
Why were you on a Norwegian Pearl? I don't get it.
That's the name of the ship. The Norwegian Line, and their ship was the Pearl. And I'm sure they have much bigger and nicer ones, but this is, you know, a drunken fest. So right. This is probably the ship that they get. Like, we pulled up when we docked for a half a day next to this ship, the Allure. And it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. You know, it felt like we were getting off the Staten Island Ferry compared to this fucking boat. It was amazing if you looked at
it. Why didn't you take a picture?
Oh, I don't know. But if you could look online, the Allure, it looked like a gigantic yacht.
Would have been a good Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't do any Instagram. I got a picture of the ocean and the sun, moonlight on it. I'll do that maybe. Everybody else, I did one Instagram when Yamanika fell off the stage.
Yeah.
She said, take pictures. She got a kick. So.
I like the presence of mind always.
What?
Make sure that your social media is.
She's laying there. They gave her a cake for her birthday.
I think I broke my back. Make sure somebody gets a picture of this.
So we did our shows. And you're talking about industry. No, by the last night, I'm on stage and I'm really pretty dirty the last night. And then I see a 12-year-old kid in the audience. I go, well, you know, and the lady. And so I go, well, let me clean it up. Then I did something really dirty.
Right.
You know. And I was there. And then I did the one bit I haven't done in a year, the one that Stephanie doesn't like about pussies. Right. You know,
you have done it because you did it once before I followed you at the stand.
No, I haven't done that bit. Maybe once or twice in the last year since it was on my CD. I really don't do it. And the one line is funny. I'm eating this girl's pussy. I started eating me back. You even said in the car how funny that was. But I didn't. But that show, I was real dirty. Then after the show, I see some manager from Levity was in the audience. Judy Brown. Remember her? Mm-hmm. I go, this is the show you come to? It's filthy as I was. She goes, don't worry, I know what you can do. So the industry does know what I can do. But,
oh, using her as a, you're going to extrapolate what she says and put it all onto the rest of the industry.
Well, you're the one who said before.
I wouldn't be using Judy Brown as the example for, I could just take one person out of the industry. She has written books that were
she doesn't write those books. Oh, that's not the Judy Brown.
Who's the Judy Brown?
Judy Brown from Levity that's married to Steve Marmel, the manager. Oh,
that is the Judy Brown,
no,
isn't it?
No, that's a different Judy Brown that wrote those books.
Wrote them. In full.
What are you talking about?
Quotations. Well, because they were all just like funny things comedians said.
Oh, I don't. That's not Judy Brown, the manager. That's another Judy Brown. That's Downtown Judy Brown.
Oh, Downtown Judy Brown.
So,
but
anyhow.
Even still, a manager at what? Levity.
I mean, they're a big company. What, you
care? I don't care. You know,
what are you saying? The people the other night that was at our industry showcase going, oh, well, he's such a great guy. And you go, they know what you do. So why are they any different than her? They're all the same. Why? Go ahead. What's your best? Twist it. Let's see what you say. You said, they said.
I'm not twisting it. I'm just saying, I guess I would not have used that as an example.
Well, you're the one who said.
Industry. I mean, it's just funny.
The one who said the industry knows what I do.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't use, according to Judy Brown, the industry knows what you can do.
I was just giving an example. What she said.
I know. Just funny.
But she saw me at the filthiest I was on the boat the last night. Completely dirty.
But she didn't know that that was going to be your dirtiest show.
No, she just came to a show.
Yeah, but then you're like, well, that's the one you come to?
Well, I was joking. I go, I didn't even know you were here. I'm glad. Like, I don't care. Like, when we did Would You Bang Him the other night?
Yes.
We had five comics on it, and there was tons of industry. I didn't tell any of the comics there was industry there because I didn't want them to change their game. And they all killed. Every single one of them killed. So anyhow, on this boat, it docks for a day and you go to Mexico. But the first village you walk into when you get off the boat is owned by the cruise line or maybe a couple of cruise lines. I don't know.
So it's just like one big souvenir store?
All souvenirs. I called it Mexican Westworld.
What a wonderful thing. I hope you put it in your show.
I did.
I opened with it. It killed.
It did.
It was terrific. I mean...
I went to the...
You use such hyperbole. I mean, it's true, it killed, but like, there's no modesty with you.
Mexican Westworld, I said, I went to the 14-year-old hooker expose, and then I went to the... Where they
14-year-old hooker expose?
No, not expose. The 14-year-old hooker...
exhibition?
Exhibition. Then I said...
That's fun.
Well, and then I said I went to the fake kidnap where they put bags, so and pretend they take it away. Then the Home Depot... you know, Mexicans, Home Depot, whatever. It killed. It did real well. It did because it's boat. It was boat humor on the boat. It was boat humor. You know what I mean? Boat humor. Boat humor on the boat.
Do I? Is it like?
Because the people knew the village, so it worked on the boat.
They're like, he's talking about things we just seen.
Yep.
Why, we were just there this morning, everybody. Don't you see what he's doing? He's doing boat humor on the boat. Do you get that? Do you know what he's doing? Boat humor on the boat. Why, this man is wonderful. He's killing up there.
24 hours of food.
Didn't he just say something about a 14-year-old hooker? Well, I find it back on... Back on the shore, I would never laugh at that. But here on boat humor, it's wonderful, very nuanced.
And there's 24-hour food on the boat. Like if you're
is that psychologically damaging to you? What I just did there?
Yeah, because you made fun of me, and I just try to blank it out. How you just you know
you don't find any humor in that? You don't see yourself?
My ears have been itching. Does that mean anything? Huh?
When I was in med school, one of the things I did do my thesis on was ear itching, and it's a very complicated bit of business there. I mean, the probabilities that you have some kind of rash in there are astronomical.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I've never seen so many people eat so much food.
Because you go from boat humor to ear itching, it's like literally the possibilities are endless.
I've never seen people eat so much food on a fucking boat. Everywhere you turned, there was fucking food everywhere. In the casino, they had food out. In the fucking...
Half that boat was a fridge.
It was unfucking believable. Everywhere you go, there was fucking food. And
Did you make jokes about that?
Not really. It's probably been done a million times. I bet
because
those
it's boat humor on a boat.
Boat humor on a boat.
You don't do boat humor on land. That's
and I got
and you don't do land humor on the boat. I mean, it's just a known thing.
And I got sick every day. I had to take Dramamine.
Ooh,
every day.
I bet though.
So many
knowing you, nobody else on that boat knew about it. Right?
No, we all were
you
talking about how
real,
sick.
Okay.
Oh, we all talked about it.
Because you...
Sam and I...
That's true. People say, how are you? And then you do give them a list of...
No,
I think people are interested, don't you? Do you?
And I had so much fun hanging out with Burke Kreischer and Ari and Sam and all the comics.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Homosocial.
No.
You got to just hang out
with
dudes.
No, hang out with girls, comics.
Who's the girls?
Yamanika.
Doesn't count.
Sarah.
Sarah who?
Tiana, I think her name is.
Sarah Tiana?
Yeah, do you know her?
I don't, but she wasn't hanging out with you.
Yeah, we hung out. We ate at times. No. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She didn't like you.
Well, probably not, but... Oh, no, in the gym,
You the one doing the joke about the 14-year-old prostitutes?
And...
I mean, I don't know if you understand what's happening. And you're like, oh, it's boat humor. Oh!
In Mexico. Well, you don't think in Mexico there's 14... I was pretending it was a Mexican real Mexican city.
Yeah, it sounds a little sad. Doesn't sound too funny to me.
Well, it was funny at the time. I'll tell you what's sad. The fact that you don't see humor in certain things. And I'm sure Sarah likes me because I saw her in the gym and I showed her one technique for triceps.
Oh, you know what?
She was doing it wrong and I said...
You know what, Rich? I take it all back because I know for a fact that any woman who's been in the gym, especially if she's got her headset on, and a man approaches and says, hey, you're doing it wrong.
No, do it this way. I didn't say you're doing it wrong. I said,
do it this way. Even still, what a wonderful treat. A wonderful treat for her on that day.
Yeah, because she could...
She was doing it wrong.
Wrong.
She had no idea.
Not wrong. She was doing it half-assed. The way I showed her will save her time and do what it's supposed to do for her triceps.
Fantastic. Any kind of unsolicited advice that I can get from a man is just... It makes my day so much brighter.
From someone you know.
This is her. Can I just tell you later on the phone? When she's FaceTiming her boyfriend, she'll be like, oh my God, the fucking old guy who does the 14-year-old prostitute bit, you know, I told you about him. Well, today he came up to me in the gym. I had my headphones on. He still just walked up and was like, hey, do your triceps like this. I'm like, you know what? If I want fucking major triceps, I'll Google it. You know, I'm just in there lifting weights, trying to pass some time. And I got this guy coming up to me.
She started doing it the way I showed her.
Yeah. So you would leave her alone. That's the only way you can do it. That's the fastest way to get rid of the guy. Matter of fact,
next time I see her, I'm going to go over her whole workout schedule and see if I could. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't walk up to her in the buffet and be like, don't eat that.
I did.
What are you doing? Did you?
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
No, I didn't do that.
Isn't that nice of you?
I was very careful. When we went into Mexico, into the city.
Any sauce that's white is really a stay away from it. Did you give her that one?
No, I never heard that. Why would any
sauce that's white?
Yeah, I never heard that.
Really?
What
you
that
never mean? Take a white sauce.
What? What do you mean? French blue? What is it? Blue French or French blue or blue cheese dressing is white?
Yeah, don't go for blue cheese.
It's delicious.
Yeah, we're not talking about wonderful flavors. We're talking about
how about white yogurt, tahini?
Boom! So there's always exceptions to the
tahini
rule. But you don't, I don't think on a boat they're gonna have yogurt style dressings.
They had yogurt, I think, or they definitely had soft ice cream.
I don't consider yogurt a sauce.
I had soft ice cream with cake a couple times.
Whoa, you really let loose.
I fucking went wild.
Proud of you.
Went wild, ate up like a motherfucker.
You do any of the?
No, I'm sober 31 years. I went to a meeting.
But
nobody showed up except one guy, and I talked to him outside of the meeting because there was no one in there.
Was it our friend?
No, for like 15 minutes or 10 minutes. And I go, I want to get back and hang out with the comics. And so I said, are you good? He goes, yeah. You know, because I felt like, you know, I had way more time than him. I should have stuck around.
You should have given him some advice about how to do his triceps.
I did.
Okay.
I saw him in the gym later.
And no white sauces. Don't forget.
You can have white sauce. You had some the other night?
What? Oh, shut up. Oh, do you really want me to get into that?
What, about you blowing me?
No, stop.
Get into what?
Well, you were like, I need a towel.
Yeah, I got to have a towel.
It didn't even get barely crested your fucking penis.
No, a lot came out. A lot came out. I wasn't really that hard, but when I jerked.
I blew on it, and then it was just disappeared.
Yesterday, when you were gone and I jerked off, a lot came out.
Well, I guess that's the way to go then from now on.
No, I mean, I wasn't super hard.
Can we be done?
No, we have 4 more minutes.
Well, that's what you want to talk about.
No, I don't want to talk about sex.
Your white sauce.
No, that's gross. I'm not about grossness.
Oh, really? Well, you just did it. See, that's what you do. I don't do any dirty, but I have the pussy joke, the white sauce joke.
No, you brought up white sauce.
Up the ass joke.
I don't do any up the
ass. I don't talk about shitting unless it's in my daily life, and then every 5 minutes, every minute on the minute, I will discuss my shitting schedule. I don't like to joke about it on stage. I know why you don't like to joke about it on stage.
What about, I don't do poop humor.
No, but it's the same way like other people get offended, like the 14-year-old prostitute, because I feel like, oh my God, that's like a real issue.
Yes.
That's a very sad problem. That's how you feel about shitting for yourself. It's just too painful.
No, it's
the what
easiest
you've
humor.
Gone through in shitting.
It's the easiest humor. And let me
no,
tell you.
No, and also it's a painful part of your life.
No.
It's a difficult part
of
your
life. I talk about
life.
You on stage and you're
amazing. Oh.
Uh-oh.
There it is, folks. Oh, this is everybody.
Let me see one of your tits.
This is everybody. Let me see. Oh, come my on, God. You're going down.
Let me see what
you're going
tits.
Down in a fiery blaze. Because this is what was happening.
To who?
That people were like into you, like, oh, I wish my husband was like that. And now they're like, oh, God, get out of red flag. Get out of there.
Come on, just do
He's
it.
He's a misogynistic
open
bastard.
Open up your two buttons. Do the rest.
I have to pretend like I thought you were joking this whole marriage that you're not really misogynistic. Then I found out that you really are misogynistic.
I'm not misogynistic.
But I still have to pretend to my friends that you're joking.
Not.
I have to pretend to my, like, I have to make up stories about how kind you are to me. Because I feel like I'm harboring, like,
I always help female comics out. I'm not misogynistic.
It's like Germany, and I'm harboring a fucking Nazi. That's not the right way to go. This analogy.
I'm
harboring a Nazi.
I'm definitely not misogynistic.
No, it's after Germany.
I'm not misogynistic at all.
It's after the war.
I'm pro women.
I'm just trying to get the thing straight in my head.
And I did Bobby's podcast.
You're not really pro women.
I am.
You're pro women until they start to go, hey, you know what? We'd like to get paid the same amount. You know,
If I owned a club, I would. If I was doing a door deal, I would pay them. If I was doing 50.
Well, how come anytime you bring up anything about feminism, you're like, you're so like dismissive of it and eye-rolly about it.
I'm very for it. I was speaking on Bobby's podcast yesterday saying no means no. I don't care what point, if you're 2 inches away from putting your penis in a girl and she says no, that means no. No means no. Okay, I don't care how drunk you are, how drunk she is.
Oh, my God. Were enlightening.
Yes, because some of us. And then
we got a lot more work to do than we thought. Rich Voss is enlightening his friends.
But here's the thing: Bobby's talking about the world and comedy and this and that. You know what? You can't change. You do what you do, and you hope you get your fan base. You don't become another person.
No, you don't become another person, but you can actually learn and grow. And
yes.
I've changed my views on a lot of things over the years. You see things differently at some point. Yeah, of course you do.
Let's talk about how you disagree with feminists and you call them frauds and stuff when we're alone. I'm only kidding. Bonnie's scared of women's lib. Aren't you scared of the feminists?
I'm scared of you saying women's lib. That's what I'm scared of.
What group are you the most scared of? Tell the truth.
Everyone should just be so frightened of the feminist backlash. Yeah.
Oh, do you think they're more powerful than gay and Jew right now in black?
Right now, you don't want to. Yeah. I mean, because you can be gay and clearly Kevin Spacey. He's a pedo.
What's a pedo? Pedophile?
Yes.
Is it proven?
What do you mean it's proven? The guy came out and said that when I was 14, he basically was hitting him. A bunch of people came out and said
that.
But
you know what it gets me? They go, I'm going to sex rehab. Harvey Weinstein goes for a week. He's better. He went to sex rehab. First of all, these people are going just to stop the fucking headlines. It's just like
drugs
or alcohol.
But listen to me. Nobody's fooled by it, but there's not a whole lot else he can do. What else can he do?
Just go into hiding for a year or two. Look at fucking Roman Polanski. They were fucking praising him at one of the Oscars.
Oh, no. Harvey Weinstein, if I know this fucking Hollywood, if I know Hollywood like I know Hollywood,
no.
give it 10 years and Harvey Weinstein will be right back on top.
Weren't they, wasn't he up for an Oscar, fucking Polanski, recently or the last couple of years? He was up
something.
For an Oscar or something. You know, this guy, he had sex with a minor.
Yeah. And he drugged her, and it was pretty brutal.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, Roman Polanski is the man, and, you know, Hollywood is fucking giving him awards or nominating him or whatever, doing, you know.
Well, I mean, it's clearly like there's... The problem is
they pick and choose who they want to throw.
People who are good at art are sometimes bad people, and then it's hard to fucking separate those two things. And then they want, but the thing is, you have to, because then they want to like take people's names off of things, and it's like,
well, they take statues down, they take people's
I
names
know
off.
But that's the thing, is like, it becomes this weird, like,
there's gonna be no statues anywhere of anything,
not of men. I think we're finding out.
not a
powerful man. No.
That goddamn Lincoln, take him down. That
I'm
Lincoln
sure
Memorial.
He did some shit. Lincoln, he did some shit.
What the fuck was I going to say? God damn it. I can't remember now.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks a lot for listening.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, I got to go. I mean, I really have to go.
It's 4:00. What do you got to do? What do you? How do you got to get ready? You're already dressed. You got your sweatpants. All you got to do is put your top on. Do 1 minute with your shirt unbuttoned, two buttons, and I'll finish up.
Why?
I like
what do
looking
you mean,
at your
finish up. It sounds disgusting.
No, take both of them, and I want to see how. Look at that. Look how perfect they are. Can I take a picture and put it behind the wall?
No.
Why not? You took off your breasts. You showed your breasts on TV.
I took off my breasts.
You showed your breasts on TV.
When?
On Tough Crowd.
Oh, but that they pixelated it out.
I don't think so.
Oh, 100%. It was on Comedy Central. It's pixelated. And also, that was, you know, a long time ago when they were
what?
Still pretty perky.
All right. What do I have to plug? Not this weekend. This weekend, I'm at the Comedy Cellar. And I'm also judging Roast Battle Friday night. And 4 shows at the Comedy Cellar. Next weekend, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island, on, what is that, the 17th and 18th. Next Friday and Saturday, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Go behind the wall. We're going to put the new Would You Bang Him back there. And
I did
just a bunch of
McGuire's last weekend, so I'll just sort of replug that.
Don't you have a Friday somewhere in November? Oh, and the night before Thanksgiving, we'll all be at the Stress Factory.
But wait, when are we doing the Bennington thing?
Oh, the 14th.
Are we allowed to talk about it or no? Oh,
yeah, I think
we
talked
sure.
about it on the air. Oh, that's next Tuesday.
Yeah, I got to get a babysitter.
Ron Bennington's show, right?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say that I really had a good time at McGuire's. The last show was wild. People kept getting thrown out. I didn't want them to get thrown out. I was having fun. You know, yeah. But
Tim Gates,
I don't care at all if what?
Tim Gates said you did well.
He wasn't there.
He goes, I heard. What did you tweet it or something? I did well.
No, I didn't tweet it. But I did do well and it was fun.
Must have tweeted it. I did well.
Bye.
All right. See you guys later. Go behind the wall, please. Help us out.
Okay, let me tell you about these new sheets that I got at Brooklinen. And I get sheets, you know what I mean? I buy expensive sheets. I think sleep is the most important thing. You have to get a good night's sleep in order to enjoy your waking life, you know? So when I got these sheets, man, they just blew everything else out of the water. They're so comfortable and they're so great. And they're totally affordable. You can't go wrong with Brooklinen. I love my Brooklinen sheets. Try these sheets. I know that you will love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code VOS, that's VOS, at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love your new sheets. They'll offer you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code VOS, V-O-S, at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code VOS, VOS. Brooklinen, these are the most quality, best sheets ever.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. it's really true. La 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 la, but somewhere deep down, she loves him too.